We're continuing with the list of the mitzvos lo asei, the prohibitions of the Torah, the negative commandments. We're up to number Kuf Chav Gimel, 123. In many Rambams, this will be found on page Hey. Shelo lahotzi mibsar pesach min hachabura. You're not allowed to take the flesh of the paschal sacrifice out of the group in which you ate it. You have to stay in that group. Shenem, as it says, v'lo sotzi min habayis, do not take it out of the house. Kuf Chav Dalet, 124. Shelo lasa shir minchas chometz. What's left over of the meal offering, you're not allowed to make it into chometz. Shenem, as it says, v'lo siyafei chometz chalkom. Their portion should not be baked in the state of leavening of chometz. Kuf Chav Hei, 125. Shelo lechol b'sar pesach no mavushal. And not to eat the flesh of the Korban Pesach, either only partially cooked or cooked, as opposed to roasted. Shem, as it says, I'll talk to women and know about some of Usha. Don't eat it partially cooked or cooked. Kuf Chavav 126, not to allow the Pesach meat to be eaten by a stranger who lives in the land, who keeps the seven mitzvahs, but is not a convert to keep all of the mitzvahs. Shem, as it says, Toshav Sach LeYochobo. The citizen, the inhabitant of the land, or the hired person should not eat in it, referring to the non-Jew, who even though he's keeping the seven mitzvahs, still cannot eat the Korban Pesach. An uncircumcised person cannot eat the Pesach sacrifice. As it says, every uncircumcised person should not eat of it. 128, that the flesh of the Pesach may not be eaten by a Jew who's converted to idolatry. It says, no stranger should eat it. This means Israel Shinilvel of Nenecher, a Jew who joined these strangers, the Obikachavu Kamosim, and service idols like them. Lo Yochobo, he should not eat it. A person who is ritually unfit should not eat holy things, sacrifices. It says, the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of Shlomim. You shouldn't eat if the sacrifice itself has become ritually defiled. As it says, meat that touches anything unclean, ritually unclean, should not be eaten. 131, not to eat leftover food, sacrifice that's been left over beyond its time limit. As it says, he that eats noser will bear a sin and the soul will be cut off. Flamed Beis 132, Shalecho Pigol. Not to eat Pigol. Pigol is a sacrifice where you had the wrong idea when you sacrificed it, that it should be eaten outside of its time or place. Shnamas, it says, Amakavos, Shalo Yechashiv, Lo Pigol Yiyev, Vahu Bekoriz. If one brings this, it shall not be accepted, it shall be called Pigol, and it's punishable by Koriz for being cut off. Kuflamed Gimel 133, Shalo Yechol Zar Truma. Don Cohen is not allowed to eat the tithe known as Truma. As it says, "Cholzola yochel kodesh." No stranger, non-kohen, shall eat that which is holy. Uflamad Dalad 134. Shall yochel filatoshav kohen eschira truma. Even the worker of the kohen, the hired person of the kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. As it says, "Toshav kohen v'sochel yochel bo." The one living with or hired by the kohen should not eat of the truma. Uflamad Hey 135. Shall yochel arok truma. An uncircumcised person may not eat truma. But in the shar kachim, the same law applies to all sacrifices. But avzelam b'kosman a pesach l'gzera shava. We learn this out with an analogy of words known as Gzera Shava from the Korban Pesach, and it is not explicitly stated in the Torah. The tradition teaches us that the prohibition of a non-circumcised person to eat sacrifices is considered a main law of the Torah, and it is not considered a rabbinic law or a law of the scribes. Flamed Vav 136, Shalo Yochel Kohen Tomei Truma. Kohen, who is Tomei, shall not eat Truma. Shnam, as it says, Ish Mizaracha B'Kotchim Lo Yochel. Any man of your children who is Tomei shall not eat the holy things. Flamed Zion 137, Shalo Tochel Chalala Lo Truma V'Lo Choz V'Shok. Shnam, as Kohen Gisiel Yizar. A woman who has been a daughter of a Kohen who has married a non-Kohen is considered desecrated from the Kohuna. She may not eat the Truma or the breast and the thigh of the sacrifices. 138, the meal offering of a Kohen may not be eaten. Any meal offering of a Kohen should be totally burned by the fire and not be eaten. 139, not to eat the flesh of the sin offering that is offered on the inside in the Holy of Holies. As it says, Chochatus Sheshayuv HaMidoma, any sin offering whose blood is brought into the holiest part of the temple shall not be eaten. Kupmem 140, Shlelechol Psulei HaMukdoshim Shutu Behemum Bekavana. If a disqualified sacrifice was purposely disfigured, you're not allowed to eat it. As it says, Lo Teachel Kol Toeva, do not eat any abomination. The tradition teaches us that this is referring to a disqualified sacrifice that wrongfully they put a blemish into it in order to be able to eat it, but you're not allowed to. There's a prohibition to eat it. Not to eat the second tithe of grain outside of Jerusalem. That has to be in Jerusalem. As it says, you may not eat it in your gates. Kufman Beis 142. The previous one talked about grain. This one talks about wine. You're not allowed to eat the wine of Maaser Sheni outside of Jerusalem. As it says explicitly, your wine. Kufman Gimel 143. You're not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni of oil outside of Jerusalem. As it says, Yitzharach on your oil. Kufman Dalet 144. Not to eat an unblemished firstborn animal outside of Jerusalem. As it says, Lo Suchal V'Gom, you're not allowed to eat U'Bechoros, you're not allowed to eat the firstborn outside of Jerusalem. Kufmem Hei 145, Shliyoch LeKohanim Chadis V'Hashem Chutz LaZara, that Kohanim are not allowed to eat the sin offerings or the guilt offerings outside of the courtyard. As it says, Lo Suchal B'Karcha V'Tzoncha, you're not allowed to eat your cattle or your sheep. The tradition teaches us, Shlabakos V'Lalasa B'Hashem Chadis V'Hashem Chutz LaZara, that the scripture is telling us that you're not allowed to eat the sin of the flesh of the sin or the guilt offering, which a Kohen does eat, but he is not allowed to eat it outside of the courtyard. Why? Because anything that cannot be eaten outside of a specific place, we refer to that as do not eat it in your gates. And even though in general, do not eat in your gates refers to not eating in the cities outside of Jerusalem, but in this context, it means not eating outside of the courtyard of the temple. Kuf Mem Vav 146. Shalechol Basar Olo. You're not allowed to eat the flesh of a burnt offering. Shem, as it says, Losuchol Underecha Shatidur. You're not allowed to eat the vows that you vow. Kloma, this means Losuchol Underecha Shatidur. You're not allowed to eat the vows, meaning the Olo. Zazhar Shal Kol Moel Shal Yenem Kolakotchim Asurim Lahanas Mehem. This is actually the prohibition for anyone who desecrates holy things that you're not allowed to have benefit from. And then Amal, if he does, he desecrates it and has to make special sacrifices and so on. Kufim Zion 147, Shalecho Basa Kochim Kalam Konos Rikas Adam, not to eat the flesh of the lesser level holy sacrifices before you sprinkle the blood. Shnevas, it says, Lasuchal, you're not allowed to eat unidvosecha and your donations. Kloma, Lasuchal Lecho Nidvosecha Kodom Rikas Adam. From here we learn out, you're not allowed to eat the donated sacrifice before the sprinkling of the blood. Kupnum Chas 148, Shalayachal Zar Basa Kotcha Yakotchim. A non Kohen cannot eat the flesh of the holy of holiest sacrifices. Shnev Zalayachal Kikotashem. As it says, a stranger, a non Kohen shall not eat for they are holy. Kupnum Tes 149, Shalayachal Kohen Bikurim Kodam Anoch of Azara. A Kohen may not eat the first fruits before it's put down in the courtyard. Shnev as it says, Lasuchal Trumas Yotcha. You're not allowed to eat outside of its proper place. The Trumas Yadcha, the offering of your hand, El Bikurim, which is interpreted as referring to the first fruits, the Bikurim. Kuf Nun 150, Shalecha Maisasheni Betuma, a Peter Bishalai, not eat Maisasheni if it's ritually unfit, even in Jerusalem. Achieved until you redeem it. As it says, Labiachimun and Betome didn't destroy it or use it or eat it when I was Tome. Kuf Nun 151, Shalecha Maisasheni Baninus, not eat the Maisasheni, the second tithe, if you're in a state of mourning. The first day of the death of a relative. Shnamas, it says, I did not eat of it in a state of mourning. Kupnun Beis, 152. You're not allowed to spend the money of the redemption of the Maaser Sheni for other things that are not food or drink. Shnamas, it says, I didn't use it for the dead. Whatever is not for the necessity of the living body, for food and drink, we refer to it as using for the dead, and it's forbidden. Kufnun Gil 153, Shalecha Tevel, not to eat Tevel. The Tevel Udova Shigidula Menorah, that's Tevel is defined as something that grows to the ground, the Chievus of Trumas of Maestros, which you're obligated to give the tithes and the various offerings. Shlotzim imen trumas Hashem, and you did not remove the trum of God from it. Shnevis it says, v'leichal olus kodshim b'Yisrael, do not desecrate the holy things of Israel. Esa she'irim al Hashem, what they lift up to God. Klamet v'anshem esidim l'arim osam l'Hashem l'yasa osam chol. In other words, something that is going subsequently to be lifted up to God, do not make it profane. V'yochlo osam b'tivlam, and eat it when it's still mixed up, and not separated. Kufnandalad 154, so l'agim trum l'bikurim v'l'maisa rishon, l'trum v'l'maisa sheni rishon. Not to give things in the wrong order. Not to have the truma before the first fruit, or the first tithe before the truma, or the second tithe before the first. And with Tzion al Seder, you have to bring them out in the required order. The Korbchila, first the first fruits, Vakach truma gdola, then the main truma, Vakach Maiser Rishon, then the first tithe, Vakach Maiser Sheni, then the second tithe. Shnevis it says, V'leyaschum v'demachol osacher, Kom osacher dover roi like dimo, that which is your fullness and your produce you shouldn't have late, which is interpreted as meaning do not make late that which should be early. Kuftun Hay 155, Shlolacha Nadarva Nadava Shinodav Shinodav, not to put off and be late with the vows and sacrifices that you promised and donated. Shinam as it says, Lo Sach Lashamo, do not be late in paying it. Kuftun Vav 156, Shlolalas Lachadbul Karban, not to go up on the holiday without a sacrifice. Shinam as it says, Lo Yeropon Erekam, they shall not see my face empty handed. Kuftun Zion 157, Shalavar Alvarim Shos Odom Al Nafsho, not to transgress something that you vowed on yourself not to do. Shem, as it says, L'yachil dvar, do not desecrate your words. Kuftun Ches 158, Shal Yigach Kohen Zona, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a harlot. Shem, as it says, Ishu Zona M'chlolo L'yikachu, a woman who is a harlot or desecrated, they shall not take. Kuftun Ches 159, Shal Yigach Kohen Chlolo, that a Kohen may not marry a woman who has been desecrated. Shem, V'chlolo L'yikachu, as it says, they should not take a chlolo. Kuftun Ches 160, Shal Yigach Grusha, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. Shnevis it says, Vishu Gush Mishal Ali Kochu, a woman divorced from her husband they should not take in marriage. Vusamach Aleph 161, Shlikach Kohen Gadol Amana, a Kohen Gadol, the high priest can't even marry a widow. Shnevis it says, Amana Gush of Chalal Azana Sela La Yika, you shouldn't marry a widow, a divorced woman, a desecrated woman, or a harlot. Vusamach Beis 162, Shlikach Kohen Gadol Amana Fila Below Kedushin, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have relations with a widow, even if there is no kiddushin involved, because he would desecrate her. As it says, "Lo yichal zara, do not desecrate a seed." That means he is forbidden to desecrate those that are kosher. She's still kosher. If he has a relationship with her, he would desecrate her, and he's not allowed to. Kufsamach gimel shlo yichnas kohen amigdash b'rosh. A kohen is not allowed to go into the base of amigdash with his hair growing wild. As it says, "Roshech mal tifro, do not." Let your hair grow wild, because they're not allowed to enter the temple if it is. Kusamatal 164, Shlichas Konamigdish Kurvagodim, the Kohen is not allowed to enter the temple if his clothing are torn. Shnevis, it says, Evigdechem Osifromu, do not tear your clothing. Kusamachay 165, Shlayesikon ben Azar Bishas Avoda, the Kohen is not allowed to leave the sanctuary in the middle of the service. Shnevis, it says, Evigdechem Almoid, he's not supposed to leave from the door of the tent of meeting. Kusamachvav 166, a regular Kohen is not supposed to defile himself for other dead people. As it says, he shouldn't defile himself to any soul. Zion 167, a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to defile himself even to his relatives. As it says, even to his father and mother, he should not make himself tame, make himself ritually unfit. Kufsamaches 168, Shalichas Kohen Gadol in Meistach as a Tikra, a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to go under the same roof with the dead body. Shinam, as it says, V'kolif Nefashos Meis Lo Yovo, he's not supposed to come with any dead body. Tachlamdun Pishmo, so we learned in the tradition, Shuchai B'Val Yovo, V'chai B'Val Yitama. There's a separate prohibition about coming into that house, as well as the prohibition of becoming tame. Kufsamaches 169, Shalichas Kohen Shevet Levi, Chelik Beretz, that all of the tribe of Levi should not get a portion in the land of Israel. As it says, that he should not have a portion, an inheritance. The tribe of Levi should not take a portion in the spoils when they conquer the land. As it says, the Kohanim and Levim should not have a portion or an inheritance. 1671, not to scratch yourself as a sign of mourning when someone dies. Now, as it says, don't put this scratch between your eyes for the dead. Kufan Beis 172, Shnelachal Behemet Shmeya, Natsida, unclean, non kosher animal. Shnevis, it says, Zelo Tochum Mimalagera, the following you should not eat among those animals that chew their cud. Badonas, their hooves, and so on. Kufan Gimel 173, Shnelachal Dog Tome, Natsida, fish that is not ritually fit, that is not kosher. Shnevis, it says, Vashekets you, Lachem Mimsor Losachelo, they should be abominable to you, you should not eat their flesh. And Dalish Shalechel Ov Tomei, not to eat a bird that is Tomei. Shnei Marvus Eda Tshashim and Ov, and it says the following: you should find despicable from among the birds. You find Hay 175 Shalechel Sheretz Ov, not to eat a small crawling bird like an insect. Shnei Marvus, it says the Sheretz Ov Tomei Yolachem. Any creeping, crawling, birdy, flying creature is Tomei to you. You find Vav 176 Shalechel Sheretz Aretz, not to eat the creeping creatures of the ground. Shnei Marvus, it says the Sheretz Sheretz Aretz Sheketsu. Any creeping creature that goes on the ground is abominable to you. Kufayin Zion 176. Shalecha Remes Haaretz. Not to eat the insects and things that come from the ground. Shenemez, it says, Lo Satamas Nafshasechem B'chol Asheretz. Not to file your souls with all of the creeping things. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot distinguishes between the 176 and 177 as 176 is talking about things that are hatched from eggs, and the remes aretz described in this mitzvah are those that generate spontaneously. Kuvayin Ches 178, Shalalechel Talas Beperos, Kishutetzel Avir. Not to eat the worms that are found in fruit once it comes out into the air. Shinamas, it says, Lechalasheres Asheretz, it's forbidden to eat any of these creeping things. Kuvayin Tes 176, Shalalechel Sheretz Amayan, not to eat the creeping things of the water. Not to file your souls with all of the creeping things. Kupay 180, Shlalechel Mesa. Shnemel Osochu Kol Novela. Not to eat a dead animal. As it says, do not eat a carcass. Kupay Aleph 181, Shlalechel Trefa. Not to eat an animal that was torn, that has internal damage. Shnemel, as it says, about Bosa Basada Trefa, Losochelu. Meat that was torn in the field, you should not eat. Kupay Beis 182, Shlalechel Eivim Menachai. Not to eat the limb of a living animal. Shnemez, it says, L'sochel nefesh imabasar. Do not eat the soul with the flesh. In other words, don't eat it when it's still alive. Kupegeno shalechel gidanasha. Not to eat the gidanasha, that certain nerve in the foot of the, in the leg of the animal. Shnemez, it says, Akeno yochel b'nei soul is gidanasha. Therefore, the children of Israel do not eat the gidanasha. Kupedalad 184, shalechel dam. Not to eat blood. Shnemez, v'chol dam l'sochelu. Do not eat any blood. Kupehe 185, shalechel chelev. Not to eat fat. Do not eat the fat of ox, lamb, or goat. Kupevav 186, not to cook meat and milk. As it says, do not cook a kid in its mother's milk. Not to eat meat and milk. As it says, a second time, do not cook a kid. The tradition tells us, one is to prohibit cooking, one is to prohibit eating. Kupeches lelecho basa shor aniska, not to eat the flesh of an ox that was stoned for killing a person. Shinam as it says, v'lo yachalas besaro, its flesh shall not be eaten. Kupetes 199, shalelecho pas tuha chadosh akodim ha-pesach. Not to eat the bread made out of the new grain before Pesach when the omer is brought. Shinam as it says, v'lechem v'gomer, do not eat bread before that day. Kupetzadok 190, shalelecho koli min ha-chadosh, not to eat toasted grain of the new crop. Shinam as it says, v'koli, do not eat the koli. Kupetzadok alof shalelecho karmel mitua chadosha. Kodem Pesach, not to eat the caramel of the new grain before Pesach. Shneimer, as it says, the caramel osachelu. Do not eat the caramel. Caramel is the fresh ears of grain. Kuptarik Beis 192. Shlechel Arla at Shalosh Shalom. Not eat the fruit of the first 3 years. Shneimer Shalosh Shalom Yulachem Areilam Lo Yachel. 3 years it should be stopped. You shouldn't eat the fruit. Kuptarik Gimel 193. Shlechel Klayakar. Not to eat a forbidden mixture of grain and vines. Shinema patikisham le azer shetizot fus akerem huisar achila. Lest the seed prohibit the grain of the vineyard, which is referring to the prohibition of eating grain that grew together with grapes. Kufsar Dalad 194, shalisha siyan nesach, not to drink wine poured for idols. Shinema shachelav zochemo yechelo yishtu ye nesicham. They eat the fat of the sacrifices and drink the wine of the libations. Kufsar K 190. 5. Shalechel olishas derech zol v'sovei. Not to eat and drink in a gluttonous manner. Shinam, as it says, b'neinu zeh zol v'sovei. Our son, referring to the wicked son, the Sarah Umara, is eating in a gluttonous way. Kuf Tzadik Vav 196. Shalechel biyom atzom.
not to eat on Yom Kippur. Shenemar ki chalav shel osuneh. As it says, any person will not afflict himself. Kuf Tzadik Zayin 197. Shalecho chametz on Pesach, not to eat chametz on Pesach. Shenemar, as it says, lo yechel chametz, chametz should not be eaten. Kuf Tzadik Ches, shalolecho teruvus chametz 198. Not to eat any mixture of chametz. Shenemar, as it says, kol mechmetzos lo zechelo. Anything with chametz in it should not be eaten. Kuf Tzadik Tes 199. Shalecho chametz achar chatzos yomar ba'asar. Shenemar lo tzeyachel alof chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz after noontime of the 14th, as it says, do not eat upon the Korban Pesach chametz. Reish 200, shle yirah chametz, chametz shouldn't be seen in your house. Shnem, as it says, le yirah lecha chametz, le yirah lecha sar. Chametz or sourdough should not be seen in your house. Rishalav shle yimatzisar, it shouldn't be found in your house. Shnem, as it says, shle yimatzisar buvatechem, sourdough should not be found in your houses. It shouldn't be found means even if you don't see it, but it's just there in your possession. Reish Beis 202, Shlishta Nazir Yayin, Vlodavish Nasarpa Yayin, Vitamu Katan Yayin. Nazir should not drink wine or anything mixed with wine and that tastes like wine. Shnem, as it says, Vamishas Anovim, anything, any soaking of grapes. Vitamu Hichnatsi Yayin, even if the wine is vinegary. Vlodavish Nasarpa Hayayin, or something is mixed together with the wine. Reish also all of this is forbidden. Shnem, Vachomet Yayin, Vachomet Shechel Yishta. Something made out of vinegar of wine or of strong drink you should not drink. Rishgimah 203, Yochel Anovim Lachem, Shnemer Vanochem Lachem. You shouldn't eat grapes, as it says, you shouldn't eat grapes. Rishdalet 204, Shleyochel Anovim Yavashim, you shouldn't eat dried grapes, raisins. Shnemer Vyavashim Layochel, you shouldn't eat raisins. Rishay Shleyochel Chatzonim, you shouldn't eat the seeds of the grapes, Shnemer Machatzonim Vazog Layochel, you shouldn't eat the seeds or the shells. Rishvav Shleyochel Zagim, you shouldn't eat the peels, Shnemer Vazog Layochel. Shouldn't eat the peel. Rezayin shal yitma nazir lameis. The nazir shouldn't defile himself to the dead. Shenema lavu v'lo imalo yitama. Even to his father and mother, he should not defile himself. Reish ches to alay shal yichonis bo lameis. He shouldn't enter the tent of the dead. Shenema kol nefashos meis lo yavo. He shouldn't go into any place where there is dead. Reish tes 209 shal yigalach nazir. He shouldn't shave. Shenema talo yavo rasho. It says no razor should pass over his head. That's referring to the hair of the head also. Reshur 210, Shalikzer Kolasada, you're not allowed to cut down the entire field. Shenamalo Sikhla Pasar Chalikzer, do not destroy the corners of the field when you cut. Reshur Aleph 211, Shalikzer Shivalam Anofum Shaskzira, you're not allowed to pick up the stalks of grain that fall when you're cutting. Shenamalo, as it says, Vareki Kitzir Cholosalaki, do not pick up the gleanings of your harvest. Reshur Beis 212, Shalikzer Ololosakarim, not to collect the small grapes when you're taking the grapes from the vineyard. Shinana Vachamachalasola, do not go after the small grapes. Rishit Gimel 213, Shalutha Perifakarim. Shinana Perikamachalaslaki. The grapes that fall off, you shouldn't collect, as it says, do not collect the parrot of your vineyard. Rishit Dalad 214, Shalikach Omer Hashikha, not to take a sheave that was forgotten. Shinana, as it says, Lo Sashav Lakafter, do not return to take it. Vachim Bachal Ilanos Yashikha. Similarly, in all trees, there is the law of forgetting. Shnem, as it says, Los Farach Racha, do not go back to pick up the forgotten ones. Reish Tezvav, 215, Shlo Ezra, Klai Yisrael, not to plant forbidden mixtures of seed. Shnem, as it says, Sotcha Los Yisra, Klai, your field shall not be planted with forbidden mixtures. Reish Tezayin, Shlo Ezra, Tvua, Yerek Bekeren, not to plant grain or vegetables in a vineyard. Shnem, Los Yisra, Karmach, Klai, do not make forbidden mixtures in your vineyard. Reish Tezayin, 217, Shlo Rabia, Behema, Mimashen, Amino, not to cause two different species of animals to mate. Shenamah, as it says, Behendacholos Beatayim, do not make a forbidden mixture in your animals. Reishud Ches 218, Shleyasim Lacha B'Shneimini Behema Kechod. You're not allowed to work with two different kind of animals at the same time. Shenamah, as it says, L'Sachash B'Shar B'Chamar Yachtov. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey together. Reishud Ches 219, Shleyasim Behema B'Shas Malacha. Do not muzzle an animal when it works. B'Dovah Shokalas Menu, and the thing that it's eating from, venenous and enjoying. Shenamah, as it says, L'Sachim Shabidisho. Do not muzzle the ox in its threshing. Reish Chav 220, Shalavar Adama B'Shvias, not to work the land in the seventh year. Shenamah, as it says, Shalos Israel, do not plant your field. Reish Chafalab 221, Shalavar Ilam B'Shvias, not to work trees in the seventh year. Shenamah, V'Chamach Los Hizmer, do not prune your vineyards. Reish Chav Beis 222, Shalikta Svich Shvias, Gider Shekotim B'Shar Shodom, not to cut the aftergrowth, the growth that grows automatically by itself, in the same manner that you do during the other years, on the seventh year. Shnem, as it says, Asfich Tzirchol Asikter, do not cut the aftergrowth of your harvest. Reishchav Gibel 223, Shalasa Peres Ilim B'Shvias, Kedach Shosim B'Chol Hashana, not to gather the fruits of the tree in the seventh year in the same way that you do the whole year, every other year. Shnem, as it says, Asin V'Nizirachol Asikter, do not gather the
the grapes of your vine. Reshchavdalet 2:24. Shalavet b'shnasa yovel ben adam ben ilan. Not to work on the yovel year, every 50th year, both the land and the trees. Shenem, as it says, ba in it. Los Hizru, do not sow. Reshchav hey 2:25. Shalitzas v'chay yovel k'shar shonim. Not to cut the aftergrowth, the things that grow by themselves on the yovel, the way you do the other years. Shenem ba'o. It says by it. Los siktura v'chay. Do not cut the aftergrowth. Reshchav vav 2:26. Shalessa peres yovel k'siv v'shar shonim. Not to harvest and gather the fruit of the yovel year the way you do in the other years. Shenam, as it says, bo by it, lasimtsurus nizirah, do not harvest its grapes. Reishchav Zion 2:27. Shalim kasada beres Yisrael its misus. Not to sell a field of Israel on a permanent basis. Shenam, as it says, v'aretz lo simachal its misus. The land shall not be sold permanently. Reishchav Ches 2:28. Shalishanas migushel avim sedoseim. Not to change the uses of the open land by the cities of the Levites and their fields. As it says, when it talks about the field and the open area of their cities, we learn in the tradition that you're not allowed to change them. Reshchav Tes 2:29, not to forsake the Levim. Be careful that you do not forsake the Levi. You give them their gifts that are their due, and you rejoice with them by giving them these gifts on every holiday. Vishlama 2:30, Shalit Falvar Shavar Lashvi, is not to attempt to collect the debt after the seventh year has passed. Shinema La Yogash Israel, we shouldn't press his friend. Vishlama 2:31, Shalayim Lahavas La'anim Ipne Ashmita, he should not refrain from lending money to a poor person on the seventh year, or because the seventh year is approaching. Shinema Shamal Chapanya Dover, beware lest something enters your heart not to lend him money. Zakal Kamokam Shinema Shavar Pendial Ainela Mitzvah also say. Whenever the expression beware or lest or do not, all of these expressions denote a prohibition. Reish Lamed Beis 2:32, not to refrain yourself from lending money to a poor person and giving him what he needs. Shneim, as it says, Los Amos Levavcha, do not make your heart strong against him. Nimtza Nosen Stokos Amitzas Asay, it comes out if you give Stokka, you do a positive commandment. V'malamen Av Minat Stokka, if you turn aside your eye from giving charity, Yosra should be to say more than nullifying the positive commandment. Over Alosa say he also transgresses the negative commandment. Reishlam at Gimel 2:33, not to send away a Hebrew slave empty-handed when he's freed. When he goes free, as it says, Losh Shachana Reikam, do not send him away empty-handed. Reishlam Dalad 2:34, not to try to collect money from a poor person when he's poor and oppress him when he can't pay it. Shinam, as it says, Losiyelo Kenosha, don't be a presser. Rishdam at Hay 2:35, to Lahavas grievously Israel, not to lend money with interest to a Jew. Shinam, as Kashpol, Sitala, Benashach, do not charge interest for your money. Rishdam at Vav, to Lilvas Beribus, not to borrow money with interest. Shinam, Losashach, Lachicha, do not pay interest to your brother. We interpret this according to the tradition that the lender should not pay interest to the borrower. Rishlamet Zion 2:37, not to be the intermediary between a lender and a borrower and a lender with interest. Lalias Arid, not to be the person responsible for the debt. Lalias Aid, nor to be a witness. Lalith of Sharbanim, nor to write a document between them. Shinam, as it says, Lasasiman Alab Neshach, do not place upon it interest, don't have any part in it. Rishlamet Ches 2:38, Shalalacher Pula Sachir, not to pay late the wages of the worker. Do not keep overnight the wages of the worker. Reishlam Atesh 2:39, not to forcibly take a security from someone who owes you money. Shinam, as it says, do not come into his house to take his security. Reishlam 2:20, not to refrain from giving back the pledge that you took from the poor person when he needs it. Shinam, as it says, do not sleep in the pledge that you took from him. The security. This means, don't go to sleep when you have his security. Give it back to him at night, since he needs it at night. 2:41, not to take a security from a widow. As it says, do not take as a security the garment of a widow. Rishman Bays 2:42, not to take as a security food with vessels which are used for food preparation. Shinam, as it says, though, lo yachbor v'chaim v'rechav, do not take as a security a mill
or the millstone. Rishman Gimel 2:43, Shlalignov Nefesh Yisrael, not to kidnap a Jew. Shnemes, it says, Osignov, do not steal. Segonov Nefeshos, this is referring to one who steals a person, who kidnaps. Rishman Dalet 2:44, Shlalignov Mama, not to steal money. Shnemes, it says, Osignov, do not steal. Segonov Mama, this is understood as referring to the stealing of money. Yitz Hashem, tomorrow's Shir will complete the list of the mitzvahs losasei, the negative commandments.